Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Grandad for President! Mum, could I just have...
No.
Oh, go on, Mum, just one teeny wee...
No.
Oh, please, Mum, just one tiny little sausage roll.
Oh, all right, but only one, mind.
Oh, thanks, Mum. You know how I love your sausage rolls. You make the best sausage rolls in England.
Our Susan made those sausage rolls.
Oh, could I swap it for a vanilla slice?
Listen, Fanny boy, we're not making this food for you. It's for a meeting tonight.
Oh, who are you poisoning this time, Scragginess?
That'll do. The old age pensioners are holding a committee meeting tonight in our front room.
Oh, so that's why you've shifted all the chairs round, ma'am. I thought you were starting your own bingo.
Jimmy, love, when the pensioners arrive here this evening, would you do me a couple of favours, please, son?
Oh, certainly, ma'am. What are they?
Get out and stop out. Till they've gone.
Ma'am, that's cruel, talking like that. I shall report you to the RSPCA.
The RSPCA? Oh, you are an animal, then.
Of course I must be. I'm always eating your pig swill.
Now, that's enough, Jimmy. I want you to behave yourself tonight and not go upsetting the pensioners. They're coming here to see your granddad.
Oh, yes, of course. He's the treasurer, isn't he?
He is now, but he won't be after this week if the committee have their way.
I knew it. They've caught him red-handed at last.
Well, what are you talking about?
Me granddad. Slippery Sam Sinclair, the treasurer. He's got the pensioner's cocoa money mixed up with his beer money.
Talk sense, will you? Your granddad won't be the area treasurer much longer because they want to make him the president.
Me granddad? The president? The Yanks won't like that. He'll turn the White House into a pub.
Ah, you're in the kitchen then, Pat.
Oh, Father, just look at your feet. They're filthy.
Ah, sorry, Pat. Still a bit muddy in my vegetable patch. I'm afraid I've got my shoes a wee bit dirty.
Susan, lie down so the president can wipe his feet.
That'll do. Fetch your granddad his slippers, will you please, Susan?
All right, Mother.
Right, I'll just slip these shoes off, Pat. Then I want to get cleaned up before Percy Tunnicliffe arrives.
Who?
Percy Tunnicliffe. You've not met him yet, but he's our new secretary of the Pensioners Club. He's a funny fellow.
No wonder he's got a funny name.
Oh, that'll do, Jimmy. Oh, you remember me telling you about him, Pat. I met him at the Pensioners Gardening Club last year when we had the Autumn Flower Show. He has a funny memory.
Oh, yes, I remember. He was the one who could recite the Latin names of all the different chrysanthemums but couldn't remember which bus he'd left his dahlias on.
Ah, that's him. And when he can't remember anything, he won't let you help him.
Oh, we once had a teacher like that, Forgetful Freddy Four Eyes.
Who?
Our science master, Mr. Wilkins. He forgot things and wouldn't let you help him. When he was caning me, he used to say, one, whack, two, whack, I used to try and help him by shouting six. But it was no good. He used to go back to one, whack,
Talking about remembering things, I thought you were going to clip my privet hedge for me. You've forgotten, haven't you?
Oh, no, I haven't. I've put it off till Sunday. It's double time on Sunday. Two bob.
Is it really? Look, you've been paid for the job. Go and get it done.
Well, I will if you let me make a peacock.
Make a peacock?
Yeah. Clip one out of me grandad's privet hedge.
My hedge is too small. You can't make a peacock out of that.
Well, I'll make another bird, the one you always enjoy at the pub every night.
What's that?
A big swallow.
Here are your slippers, Grandad.
Ah, well, thank you, my dear. Now off you go, my lad, and start getting that hedge clipped.
Mother, I'm expecting Alfie any minute. Would you tell him I'm upstairs getting washed and changed?
I'll tell him for you.
You'll leave him alone. And don't keep him hanging about outside doing nothing, do you hear?
Right, Mum. Message received and understood. I won't keep Alfie hanging about outside doing nothing. Roger and out. Oh, yes. You can see for yourself, Alfie. This hedge is coming along smashing now.
Yeah, it should be. I've been clipping away for nearly 10 minutes. Are you sure your mum said I had to clip this hedge?
Alfie, she definitely told me I had to make sure you weren't hanging about here doing nothing.
But did she say you to give me this job?
Oh, no, that was my idea. I thought how you could please her and me granddad and all. Because you want to keep well in with him, you know. He's going to be the president.
Ah, well, that's different. I don't mind clipping you. Your granddad's going to be president of what?
I'm not allowed to say yet. But if you play your cards right with him, when you marry our Susan, you can have the reception at the Darby and Joan Club.
Ah, thank you very much. Honest, I must be daft flipping this clipping edge. You're flipping it. You're clipping, I mean, but while you stand there doing nothing. Look, you can sweep the leaves up. Find something empty to put them in.
I'll borrow your head.
Good, well, just get a... How would you like a short back and sides with these shears?
Sorry, Alfie. Carry on. Hey, Alfie, you know when I asked you to clip a peacock and you didn't know what shape it was?
Yeah.
Well, now you can clip an old crow. Here comes a model.
Oh, there you are, Clitheroe. How long have you had that donkey? Oh, sorry, Alfie.
Very funny. Why don't you go and caw somewhere else?
You what?
You go and laugh somewhere else, Mr. Crow. Your crow, your cock, your peacock, pea bottom, a big in bottom.
What are you on about, crow, peacock?
He's cuckoo.
You're right there. He is and all.
What?
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Are you? Well, you're the first one I've heard this year. I'll turn me mummy over.
I'll turn your nose over in a minute. Now, listen, Clitheroe.
Pardon me, I'm seeking the residence of some people down here. This is Lanark Avenue, is it not?
But yes, it isn't. I mean, no, it is. But who do you want?
Well, the gentleman I seek is Scottish, an elderly person, a pensioner on the committee.
Oh, of course, I knew you want it.
No, don't tell me. I'll have it in a minute. What's his name now? King Gardner, he is. What did they call him?
Well, at the Rose and Crown, they call him Old Tightwad. You must be looking for...
No, don't tell me. I'll work it out for myself. Oh, what's his name again? Oh, dear.
Who is it, Jimmy?
I think it's Mr. Tunnicliffe.
No, that's not it. That's my name. Percival Tunnicliffe. No, we're having a pensioners' meeting at the residence of this Mr... darnation. It's on the tip of me tongue. You might know him, sir. You with the shears, Mr...
It's Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, I'm pleased to make your acquaintance, Mr. Sinclair. Now, that's a coincidence. That's the name of the gentleman I'm seeking. Are you related?
No, I'm me. I'm not him. Mr. Hall, he's Jimmy's granddad.
Oh, how do you do, son? Is your name all the same as your granddad's?
No, my name's Clitheroe. He's as daft as Dicky Dotty.
Clitheroe. Now, where have I heard that name before?
In any one of a dozen police stations. Look, Clitheroe, I've got a taxi business to run. Tell your granddad I want him to turn out for me darts team on Friday night. I'll call for him on my way to the pub.
I think the house is 33.
About 7.
Oh, 7, is it? I could have sworn, it was number 33.
Oh, belt up, you daft old buzzard. And don't forget that message, Clitheroe.
Right, Mr. Higginbottom.
Jimmy, this Mr. Tinnicloth, what shall we do with him?
Let's run away and leave him.
I've got it all now. Mrs. Clitheroe, James and Susan, all of you are the relatives of my dear old friend and colleague on the pensioners committee, Mr. Taradiddle. It's gone again.
Oh, don't some pensioners' mothers have them?
Another cup of tea, Mr. Tunnicliffe.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe. What a pleasant family group you are here. There's your fine old Scots father, Mr. Don't tell me. And his son, the very likeable Master. And of course, your most charming daughter, Miss. Oh, dear. And a boyfriend, Mr. Alfred Hall. Between you and me and these four walls, don't you find him a little confusing?
Listen, who's talking?
Pardon?
Only when he's talking. Alfie Hall, as me grandad once said, if you want to have a sensible conversation with Alfie, make him wear a muzzle.
Jimmy, it was nice of you to call round early. I said it was nice of you to call round early.
Why shouldn't the lad call round early? He lives here.
I mean you, Percy, you daft
old... No, but father... who are you expecting at the meeting, Mr. Tunnicliffe?
Just a moment. I've jotted their initials down. P.S., that's you, Peter.
Cyril Watson.
Oh, yes, aye. G.G. G.G., who's that?
The Coleman's old horse. He's a pensioner as well.
Jimmy... That's Gordon Gillespie, Percy.
You're not wrong, you're right. The next one is P.T. P.T.?
P.T.? Well, that's...
No, don't tell me. I'll have it in a minute. P.T. P.T.? No, for once I'm flummoxed. I've no idea who P.T. is.
It's you, Percy Tunnicliffe, you barmy old...
Aye, of course. It threw me a bit, though. I mean, because my full name is Percival Edwin Samuel Tunnicliffe. P-E-S-T.
P-E-S-T? You were right, Grandad. He's a pest.
Jimmy, behave yourself. What about the chairman, Mr. Tunnicliffe?
Oh, yes, Commander Parrott, Royal Navy, retired. Mr. Sinclair's arch enemy. Hey, I've got some very good news about Commander Parrott.
Don't tell us he's molting.
Jimmy, what is it, Percy?
Well, he won't be with us at the meeting tonight. Well, I know it's only the preliminary meeting, but we all know Commander Parrott wants to be the new president, whereas we all want you, Mr. Sinclair. Anyway, if we can keep him away for the next few days, we'll have you elected president before you can say Jack... what's the name? He conducts an orchestra sometimes on the telly.
Robinson.
That's it, that's the one, Robinson. We'll have Mr. Sinclair elected president before you can say Eric Robinson.
You might as well go, Alfie. Our Susan won't be back from the hairdresser's for hours.
Yeah, it won't be that long for a shampoo and set.
Ah, but she's having it put up on top of her head. That means they'll have to wash her neck.
Don't start that. You can't insult Susan to me.
That's what I say, Alfie. You can't insult our Susan. It's impossible.
Yeah, well, yes, well, just remember, baby, you're doing it again.
All right, if you're staying, I'll go and get some lemonade and cream buns.
What for?
The meeting tonight. They had the the first meeting the other night, and tonight's the big one.
Oh, I see, and you're getting cream buns for the committee members.
Yeah, so that the old ladies will say, cream buns is far too fattening. Give mine to the lad.
Jimmy, the phone's ringing.
Well, you answer it. It'll probably be our Susan wanting an extra bar of carbolic for her neck.
Yes, it might be Susan. Don't you be so cheeky. If it is Susan, I'll tell her.
Oh, shut up and answer that phone.
I will then. I'll thump you. Oh, she probably wants to know why I was late. I better be nice to her. Hello, is that you, sweetheart?
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, it wasn't my fault I was late. Yeah, but your voice has changed. different. It's not you. You're not her. Susan.
Susan? My name is Parrott.
Oh, Polly. you what? Who's that?
This is Parrott speaking.
Eh?
Parrott speaking.
Hey, that's clever of you. Well, I knew they could talk, but I never knew they could use the phone.
Who?
Your parrots. Where are you speaking from? A pet shop?
Look here, I'm Commander Parrot, Royal Navy retired.
Oh, I thought they only had wrens in the Navy, not parrots.
I am an ex-naval officer, you blithering idiot. Commander Parrot, P-A-R-R-O-T-T.
Oh, of course, you're a man parrot, not a parrot. What can I do for you?
I wish to speak to a Mr. Peter Sinclair. Please get him.
Mr. Sinclair?
Yes, at once, at the double.
Well, I should phone him up. I mean, later. He can't talk to you now.
No, why not? Is he busy?
No, he's out.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Is there anyone else there?
Yeah, well, his grandson's here, Jimmy.
Well, put him on and be quick about it.
You're right, up. Jimmy, he wants to... Oh, there you are. He wants to speak to you.
Who does?
This fella, Mr. Budgie.
Mr. Budgie?
Oh, no. Only they do talk as well, you know. They sit on a perch and talk with a funny squawk, and it doesn't make sense. My mum had one.
Called Alfie.
Called Alfie. I'll thump you one here, talk to him.
Right, give me that phone. Hello, Jimmy.
At last. I was wanting to speak to Mr. Sinclair. That is his residence, is it not?
Who yours? This is Clitheroe Castle.
I beg your pardon.
My grandfather is Holt.
Yes, I know, but when will he be in?
When he gets back from the Rose and Crown. Unless he's had too much, and then he'll still be out. He'll be back before 7, because that's when they start the old age pensioners meeting.
Ah, I see. They are holding it at your house. At 7, you say?
Yeah, that's right. Are you coming?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't miss that meeting for anything.
You better not. My grandad wants all the votes he can get, so they'll make him president instead of this horrible old Popeye the Sailor.
Popeye the Sailor?
Yeah, a commander fella. In bed.
In bed?
Oh, retired. Red face. Always shouting. My grandad said he's a right old windbag.
Did he?
Yeah, and you should have heard Mr. Tunnicliffe. He said, mark my words, if we let that old dictator be president, he'll give us nothing but trouble, as sure as Oh, what the heck is it?
Yes, well, thank you very much, my boy. Tell them both I'll see them at 7 o'clock on the dot.
Good, I'll tell them. What's your name?
Parrot. Commander Parrot. Royal Navy retired. Goodbye.
What? Oh, no. Look, Mr. Tunnicliffe, it was Daft Alfie here to blame.
He was the one who told old Parrot Face you should never talk without thinking first.
You what? If you'd had to think before you spoke, they'd still be waiting for you to say dada.
Look, it's no use bickering. We've got to put our heads together, the three of us.
That'll be 3 heads and 2.5 brains.
I'll thump you.
What can we do, Mr. Tunnicliffe? If me grandad finds out there'll be a nasty accident, I'll be run over by a Flying Scotsman.
Oh, yes, the Flying Scotsman. A famous old railway steam engine on the LNER, which frequently covered the 400 miles from Edinburgh to London, arriving at King's Cross ahead of time.
Never mind that load of daft old... Hey, Mr. Tunnicliffe, you're brilliant.
Oh, Arma, hey, that's nice.
Yes, you've given me the idea. Get the other pensioners here ahead of time. Say, 6:30.
Yes, and start the meeting early. That then Mr. Sinclair will be elected president before the commander arrives.
Yes.
How are we going to let all the pensioners know? I mean, I couldn't walk round and warn them all in time.
You don't have to. I've got an automatic man, a robot, and when I wind him up, he'll jump on a clockwork bike and go any errand without any trouble at all.
Have you?
Yes, and they call it Alfio. Well, Alfie, we've done it. The last of the pensioners' committee has gone in the room and it's only just 6:30. I'm a genius.
You're a genius. Mr. Tinnicliffe gave you the idea and added all the running about. Oh, anyway, you're not in the clear yet with that Commander Polly. Your wren, parrot, the babab officer, da baby. He'll think you told him the wrong time on purpose.
Oh, heck, I never thought of that. Alfie, do they still tie you to the mast and flog you?
No, but I'd clear off just to make sure.
Yes, you're right. What time is it?
6:55.
Right, I'm off. Hello, what's that?
The doorbell.
I know that, you fool. I mean, who is it? Wait till I look out of the window.
Well, you'll soon see if you open the door. I'll go.
No, it must be him. Big black car, a Rolls Royce. It's Cuthbert, the comical commander.
It whack.
He's here, Alfie. And they won't have had time to vote for me granddad yet.
Whack, he's had it.
No, we've got to keep that blinking parrot from flying in here.
Philip, you'll have to let him in.
Jimmy! See who's at the door.
There you are.
I know we'll have to open the door, but we'll have to tell him he's at the wrong house and send him away.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right, go and tell him.
Yes, I'll have him. Oh, no. I'm not going to get my head bitten off.
Why not? You'd never miss it. Look, he spoke to me on the phone, so I can't go and tell him he's at the... Wait a minute. Listen, we'll both tell him. I'll change my voice and you be me dad.
Yeah, what?
You're Patrick Murphy and I'm your son. Patrick Murphy Jr., known as Little Spud. Just bide your time, will you? We're running as fast as we can walk. Play it up, Alfie.
Oh, dear. Be jabers.
Oh, sorry, we're not buying anything today. We get all our leprechauns from the government. Don't we, Dar?
Do we?
Yeah, on the National Elf Service. Leprechauns on the National Elf Service. Oh, shortest pixelated I am. Cheerio, sir, and the top of the morning to yous.
Morning? It's evening.
Oh, well, we go by Irish time, don't we, Dar?
Okay. I mean, indeed to goodness, you can.
Yes, well, never mind all this rubbish. I'd like to see Mr. Sinclair, please.
So would we. He's run away with the pig.
Pig?
We're taking lodgers, and we had two. Mr. Sinclair and the pig. Mind, he was only bed and breakfast. The pig, I mean. Wasn't he, Dar? Wasn't he,
Dar? I don't know. Gibby jumpers. Bibby jabbers.
You mean this is a lodging house?
Oh, sure, if you say so. But we couldn't put you up, sir. Only people from the old country.
You say you put Mr. Sinclair up and he's Scottish.
Oh, well, he's Jimmy's granddad. Ah, my legs! Bigger.
I'm sorry, but you appear to have got the wrong house, sir. Now, we'll have to go. We've got a gallon of Irish whiskey cooking in the bath. Ta-da! You're a great help, Alfie. I should have called you Patrick Old Twit.
Well, I tried.
Tried? You were supposed to be an Irish navvy. You sounded more like Harry Secombe. Oh, heck, me mum will hear him.
Look here, I'm sure this is the right house, and I demand to see Mr. Sinclair.
Don't send for the police. The man's gone mad, Bigara. He's been after drinking the hard stuff, I'm thinking.
Look, are you saying there's no Mr. Sinclair here?
At last, Dar, he's got the message.
But I don't understand.
Oh, there you are then, are you?
Oh, Miss Riggenbottom. Jibbers. What shall we do?
He's another lodger. Just back me up.
Hey, up. Out of my way. Is Pete ready yet?
Oh, it is all stacked in the backyard for yous.
Got it.
The Pete you're after asking about. We dug it up this morning.
I'm talking about your granddad, Peter Sinclair.
I'll take you home again. I was trying to stop you saying Sinclair. Oh, I just said it.
There's something very odd here. Who are you, sir?
Me? My name's Iggy Bottom. I'm...
No, he's the new lodger. Come in, sir. Find a blarney stone and block your mouth up with it.
I'll block your mouth up with my fist. Now go and tell your granddad it's nearly time for the darts match.
Darts match? He said you were a lodger here.
I don't lodge here.
Tis true. We chucked him out for smoking kippers in bed. It's nice. Did we, Doc?
Is it all right if I go home, be jobbers?
Look, stop larking about and just tell old Sinclair I'm here.
Sinclair? Then he is here.
Yes, unless they give him free beer away somewhere. He's playing in my darts team tonight, and that's why I've called.
Oh, heck, the darts match. I forgot to tell him.
You didn't tell him? Come here, you little menace. I'll...
Get go for... me luggle, or I'll belt you with me shillelagh.
No. What on earth is happening? Now, who are you, sir?
He's Mr. Higginbottom.
Be quiet, sir. I am Commander Parrott, Royal Navy retired, and I'm trying to see Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, well, he's in the lounge there.
Oh, heck.
They're having a meeting of the Old Age Pensioners Association. What did you want, Mr. Higginbottom?
Me head examining. For leaving a message with this stupid... your son.
Just a moment. You mean the meeting has started?
Yes, at 6:30.
Ma'am, he's an English spy.
May I please go in?
Of course, come in.
Thank you, madam. Perhaps I can talk to you again, little boy, you little... gossoon.
Remember, 'tis bad luck to hit one of the little people.
Well, I'll chance it. Come here.
Ah, there you are, Sinclair.
Commander Parrott, we didn't expect you.
I wouldn't be here, but I've heard what you've been calling me behind my back. You and Tullycliff have.
Well, I never said anything wrong about Commander Parrott, and you can tell him that when you see him.
Jimmy. What was going on?
I'll tell you when I get back, ma'am.
You'll tell me now. You're not going anywhere till I find out what's happening. Alfie, perhaps you can tell me what this is all about.
But, Mrs. Clitheroe, if it's all the same to you, I'd rather keep my mouth shut.
Well, come here, I'll open it. Your son, Mrs., didn't give a message to your father. And when I arrived here just now, he was pretending I was a lodger and you were all Irish.
What? Jimmy Clitheroe. Do you know what I'm going to do with you? I'm going to give you the...
No, don't tell me. I'll have it in a minute. You're going to belt the living daylights out of your dear little son. Oh, dear. What's my name again?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Brian Truman as Commander Parrott, and Colin Edwin as Mr. Tunnicliffe. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Lucky I didn't get smacked. Mr. Tunnicliffe spoke up for me. He said, I don't believe in corporal punishment and spanking little lads on the... Oh, dear, what do they call it? Anyway, my grandad was in a good mood because they elected him president. And would you believe it? All the trouble I had to keep the commander away, and he was only coming to the meeting to tell him he was going abroad and wouldn't be able to stand for president this year. Honest, I could have kicked him in the crow's nest. Ta-ra! Thank you.
Better still, Mother, start your own whist drive and give our Jimmy away as the booby prize.
Oh, very funny, sister dear. Bend down and I'll brush your hair. With the rolling pin.
Oh, I'm hungry. Any tea ready yet?
Not yet, but if you're really hungry, I've got a sausage roll for sale.
You what?
Nothing. Just a joke, Grandad. I mean, President. Sir.
Percival Tunnicuff. You're puddled. What are you? You're puddled. I fancy not remembering the name, Clitheroe, you senile old sausage.
Alfie, all you twit. That was Commander Parrot on the phone. Commander Parrot!
Yes, and that's why I said budgie. But a talking bird, you see. Well, what does he want?
He's going to a deal with another bird.
You what?
By the time that meeting's over tonight, he'll have cooked me Grandad's goose. Oh, we always have the clock set for Ireland, because it's morning there when it's night here. And that's why me dal goes out every morning on the night shift, be jabers, be gorra.